SBS Radio.
Isang magandang-magandang umagang muli sa inyong lahat. Salamat po sa muli ninyong pag-antabay sa SBS Filipino sa ating SBS Filipino Weekend Edition ngayong 21 ng Hulyo, araw po ng Linggo. Kasama na natin ang ating, sabi nga, hinihintay natin magbalik sa Sydney, Filipino-Australian Jasmine Henry. Kumusta, Jasmine?
Mabuti naman po. Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Thank you for having me, Tita. How are you?
Yes, at syempre, kung napapakinggan ninyo at kung inyong nasubaybayan si Jasmine sa ating programa, napakahusay na niya ngayong mag-Tagalog.
Naks.
Jasmine, you went back to the Philippines. You stayed there for a year or more than a year?
A bit more, 15 months po.
Let's update our listeners at yung mga sumusubaybay sa'yo. Anong ginawa mo sa Pilipinas? Bakit ka nag-decide to go back to the Philippines with your mom?
Well po, I've always had a strong fan base from the Philippines kahit dito po ako sa Sydney po. And I wanted to go there and reach out to my fans there and work on new music in both the music industry and work in both the fashion modeling and commercial modeling, which I have done. And I've worked with brands like SM, Watson, Fresh Gear, and Natasha. I've done collaboration projects and I've traveled so many places, Visayas, Mindanao, Luzon, in all places of the Philippines to do projects and to do events, which I love, and that's my favorite thing to do, is traveling throughout the Philippines, seeing the beautiful people while doing my projects and my events and doing what I love. Yes, but I've been there studying the language, studying the culture, working on different types of music. While I was there, I got more creative and I picked up the guitar and I started to learn the guitar, which before I only knew a little bit of keyboard. So while I was there, I just became more creative and more motivated to do and write and to release music. And me and mom decided to move there as Philippines has always been in our hearts to go there, and I just wanted to go there kahit couple of months.
Yeah.
Yes, opo.
What were the challenges that you encountered during the first at least 3 months, I guess, aside from the weather?
Well, but at first, of course, adjusting to the language, like you said, but the weather, adjusting to the different cultures and traditions. I had to find a way to stand out. Kasi po, lahat ng mga Filipinos, they're so talented. So everyone in the Philippines is so talented and unique in their own way. So I had to make a difference, and I had to make a difference in the industry.
Before you went back to the Philippines or you stayed there, nag-aaral ka, di ba, dito sa Sydney.
Opo.
How's your studies now that you've decided to focus on your career?
Mabuti po. It's actually going really well.
You're doing homeschooling, right?
Opo. I did online school, and that's another thing that I had to adjust to po, was transferring online school, which was quite difficult in the beginning now, but actually I am a straight A student.
Wow, and my congratulations.
Thank you po. My top subject is biology.
So, kung ibig ba sabihin, kung top subject mo ang biology, does it mean if you're not into music, then you'll be doing something na into science?
No, I was actually surprised when I was a straight A student in biology, but I would do something in business, but I've always loved business, and whether I'm in the industry, still in the industry, I would always do business as well.
Prior to you moving to the Philippines, you've started your career dito sa Sydney. At dito ka naman talaga nagsimula because you were born here, raised here. Mahirap ba to leave all that you have started dito sa Sydney and say start or launch your career in the Philippines?
Syempre naman po, pero I think that I didn't leave everything. I feel like I brought it with me. I brought it in my heart. I brought all the support and I packed up all the memories and I brought it with me. I don't think I left anything behind. I kept it either in my memory or in my heart, and I use that as inspiration and motivation. And I still have contact with all the people that are here in Australia. And I don't think I left anything behind. But to answer your question, yes, it was hard in the beginning because I'm leaving my childhood place where I grew up. And beforehand moving, I only went to the Philippines when I was really little. So parang hindi ko alam yung, I didn't remember much. So when I went there, I didn't really know what to expect.
Yes.
In terms of environment. So, yes. Opo.
Pero yung paglipat mo doon, I remember in the press con that we did last week.
Opo, sa Dulis po.
Pagdating mo pa lang, meron ka na agad ginawa. You did a film, an independent film. Is that right? Yeah.
So the first day I arrived po, I traveled to Nueva Ecija in Minalunga National Park for the opening of the national park. And I also, that was my first performance that I did. And we also the next day shot the trailer of Ophir the Lost Tribe, which is a movie I'm the lead actress for, which is not out yet po.
So kailangan abangan yan, di ba? Aside from music, film, you mentioned you've been doing some modeling.
Opo.
And you also has been you were part of the very Rocky Gather Call fashion show dito sa Sydney the 7th of July. How was the experience walking on the runway dressed by the very Rocky Gather Call?
Well, first of all, I am so grateful to be back in Australia for that show. It was magical. That dress was magical, and I feel like Tito Rocky did an amazing job representing not only the song Somewhere Over the Rainbow, parang I'm like in a cloud, a pink cloud. He did an amazing job in representing my personality and the whole image we were going for. It was perfect. And I just felt like a princess on a cloud, like on stage. Yeah. And it was amazing. It was amazing. And I love it so much. And I got so many compliments on it. And I love Tito Rocky so much. He's so humble and kind. And he's God-fearing and so sweet.
There's so much to talk about you. Pero at this point, gusto kong maparinig sa'yo at syempre sa ating mga nakikinig ang ginawa nating interview o panayam sa iyong manager from eTalent International na si Annabel Regalado Borja. Narito po ang ating panayam sa kanya. Kasama natin si Annabel Regalado Borja. She's from eTalent International and managing Jasmine Henry. Welcome to Sydney.
Hello. It's nice to be back here in Sydney.
This week, you have launched the Tagalog single of Jasmine, Mahal Ko Ang Aking Pangarap. But can you take us back? How did you start managing Jasmine?
Oh, okay. Managing Jasmine, this was just like 3 months ago, I think May, if I'm not mistaken, 2-3 months ago when we tried to reconnect and started doing the partnership. And part of that partnership is for us to produce a song. Then I have this song which was originally sung by Lani Misalucha called Mahal Ko Ang Aking Pangarap. And I let Jasmine and Pin, the mother of Jasmine, listen to it, and they just simply love it. And they said, oh, come on, Miss A, let's produce it. So I hired the services of a music producer, Marcus Davis from the Philippines, who's an American producer, to produce it for Jasmine. So here we go. We launched already Mahal Ko Ang Aking Pangarap, now available on Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, and Apple Music.
But Jasmine went back to the Philippines last year or a year ago, or more than a year ago, to really establish her career in the Philippines. So you're supporting her in her music journey in the Philippines, but are you also helping her with her dream to be an actress or in modeling?
Okay. Oh, well, the entertainment contract is really encompassing of all aspects of a career except for modeling, because that has been pre-arranged with another modeling agency outside of eTalent International. So part of our contract, of course, is all entertainment facets. Could it be acting, music, modeling for events could be, and some of the endorsements in collaboration with the talent agency there. So yeah, in all aspects. But based on our agreement, we have to focus more on the music. Yeah.
Maraming Filipino-Australians talents, young talents, na dito pinanganak sa Australia, in particular Sydney, but they go back home to the Philippines, their parents' homeland. to really establish their career. Yun ba talaga ang nakikita mong trend in terms of, sabi mga mixed Filipino, o yung mga ang magulang eh half Filipino or mga Filipino pero ipinanganak sa ibang bansa?
Maraming yan ang ginagawa, but I disagree or I don't recommend that it has to be the trend. Kasi kapag may talento ang tao, kahit nasaan kang parte ng mundo, diba? Basta may talent ka, alam mo kung paano gamitin yung talent mo, may mga taong sumusuporta sa talent mo, kaya mo rin naman ipakita eh, diba? Yung talent mo wherever. And especially with technology nowadays, with social media, pwede ka naman sumikat nang you're not signed up with any label or you're not signed up with any manager, for instance. But it pays, it helped then. It helps if you have people surrounded by you to help you push whatever you need to do in different platforms like music or live events, concerts.
Yeah. Dito ba nakikita yung mga Filipino at syempre yung buong Pilipinas mahilig talaga sa entertainment, sa music?
Well, nung pag-migrate ko dito sa Australia, nakita ko kasi ang daming nag-audition, ang daming nag-i-email or I have this original song. Kahit composers, sabi ko, ang dami nito. Hindi ko naman sila nakikita personally, but because of video calls now, Messenger, Skype, or whenever I have concerts also here because I'm also a promoter, so I bring concerts everywhere. Yung mga front acts din namin, ang dami kasi talagang ang gagaling. But as much as I would like to personally help them, but you have to cherry pick and choose sino yung posible and who's really determined. Because above all, aside from talent, it's more of the character and attitude and the determination, the passion of an artist, of a talent to really, I wanna make this work. Yun din yung tinasawag nating gut eh, sa isang artist. Kasi ang daming talented.
Anong nakita ng E-Talent International kay Jasmine Henry to really decide na, okay, we will manage you. We'll put you under our wing.
Well, one, of course, number one is the talent. She knows how to sing, okay? The Tagalog at the time, when I met her, 10 years old pa lang siya noon, which is like 5 years ago, hindi pa fluent sa Tagalog. Eh, at the time, kung gusto ko siyang dalhin sa Pilipinas, the time, sabi ko, kailangan fluent ka sa Tagalog. But she wasn't noon. But right now, the song, Mahal Ko Ang Pangarap, you can't even decipher any accent or Australian to because she pronounced every single word in that song very properly and fluently. So, one is the talent. Second, the looks. Of course, we have a pretty Jasmine who's like a Miss Universe in the making. That's my ultimate goal for her. And lastly, yung sinabi ko nga, it's the talent, the character of the person. May mga artists kasing makikita mong uhaw. Yung merong
desire
and a soul who's willing to go through the path of struggle na hindi agad sikat ako. You do it slowly but surely at your own pace, at your own time.
Can you name few artists under E-Talents na kilala?
Oh, before, of course, I don't sign up artists.
Okay, yeah.
It's more of we trust Miss A. They call me Annabelle or Miss Annabelle. We trust Miss A in doing shows for us, especially now that I'm here in Australia. I cannot manage more artists. Okay,
yeah.
But in the past, I've managed, of course, like Ai Siguera, David Pomeran, Sherin Regis. Well, in my capacity as Star Records before, I managed Charisse when she was starting. Makisig Morales was also one of my alagas before. And madami pa ang mga inalagaan nun. And part din naman siguro that's the giving back is to help these people. And what I'm doing now while I'm here in Australia waiting for my Australian citizenship is to help all these local talents in whatever way I can to boost their talents.
Sa mga nabanggit mo mga pangalan, marami kilala sa mga nabanggit mo, no? Pero ngayon napakadaming mga Filipino talents all over the world. Dito na lang sa Sydney, napakadami na. Mahirap ba to penetrate Philippine entertainment and music industry?
Sabi ko nga kanina, to penetrate the music industry, hindi ganun kabilis, di ba? Pero ang dami rin kasing independent artists. They call themselves indie artists because basically they do it yourself na lang lahat. Eh. They can just produce their videos, they can just produce their music on YouTube, diba? Ang dali nang gumawa. And they can just also socially promote it without spending much. So, pwede kang sumikat ng kahit on your own. And it's not necessarily being in a label or in a management company or basta provided that you have a good product, a good packaging for yourself and a good distribution platform, I think you can make it.
Where do you see Jasmine 3 to 5 years from now?
Okay, Jasmine, as I always tell her, my ultimate goal for her is really to become a beauty queen. Kasi as a beauty queen, mas makaka-touch pa siya ng maraming buhay.
She has,
yeah, that's what she says, but of course, in time, because she's only 15, but yeah, as a manager who sees eye on whatever career direction she can be, diba? Based on your question, 2 to 3 years from now, where do I see her? I want her to be that. But simultaneously with that, she has a recording career. She has a hit song. We continue to record songs, not only to be released here in Australia or in the Philippines, but tapping other opportunities outside of Australia, like Asia, US, and collaborating with various artists.
Yes. Sa pagpasok sa music or sa entertainment industry, what are the 3 things na kailangang meron at laging nasa isip ng isang talent?
Number 1 is dapat meron kang talent. 'Di ba dapat i-decipher mo na sa sarili mo, talent, may talent ba ako, 'di ba? Do I know how to sing? Do I know how to act? Do I know how to host, 'di ba? Or do I know how to model? Because if not, 'di ba, kasi marami naman, sorry. Marami kasi nagpipilit, 'di ba? Na number 1 muna, do I have the talent? If I have it, check. Okay, move on.
It's sort of reality check muna.
Reality check muna, 'di ba? Talent check. Talent check muna. Okay, if you have, then move to the next step. Second is dapat i-hone their talents. Okay, it's a continuous learning. Hindi dahil meron kang talent, you stop learning or you start practicing, you don't collaborate, you don't practice. Dapat continuous training, continuous development. And third, siguro yung more than anything, it's the character nga. Character, yung marunong kang magtiis, marunong kang humabilo, marunong kang may utang na loob ka sa mga taong tumutulong sa'yo. Hindi ka nakakalimot saan ka nagsimula. Because these are the same people who will help you go up where you want to be.
You keep your feet on the ground.
Yes, as they always say.
Thank you, Miss Annabelle Borja.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you, SBS Filipino.
Ako'y nangarap, patuloy pang nangangarap. Buong aking loob, sa patupad nito. Kahit tagal ko nang hinihintay ang pagkakataon. Ngayong hawak ko na, di ko na pababayaan pa. Ako'y nangarap, patuloy pang nangangarap. Ito'y para sa'kin at sa aming namahal. Kahit tagal ko nang hinihintay ang pagkakataon. Ngayong hawak ko na, di ko na pababayaan pa. Mahal ko ang aking pangarap. Susundin ko ang tawag ng aking puso. Haharapin ko ang lahat ng pagsubok. Kakayanin ko lahat ay gagawin. Maabot lang ang pangarap ko. Ako'y nangarap, patuloy pang nangangarap. Ito'y para sa'kin at sa amin na mahal. Kahit tagal ko nang hinihintay ang pagkakataon. Ngayong hawak ko na, di ko na pababayaan pa.
Yay! Jasmine Henry, mahal ko ang aking pangarap.
Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed.
Yes, it's your latest single and Opa. It's an original by Annabelle Borja. The lyrics are from her. Sa tingin mo, why is the song fitting for you?
I feel like the song is perfect because the song talks about mahal ko ang aking pangarap means I love my dream. And the song talks about pursuing what your heart calls for, my dream. And I feel like it matches me perfectly because I have such a big dream and I'm on such a large journey, and the song represents me and how much I love my dream and how much I call for my dream. And I chose this song because it's perfect not only for me but for my listeners also, to inspire them and to get them to love their dream and recognize their dream and follow their dreams.
Nakita ka namin sa programa, Jasmine, when you were little.
Opo.
Medyo
parang slang din po.
May accent ka when you Opo. Sing Tagalog song. Ano nga yun, ma'am?
Anong nangyari po?
Anong nangyari? But
Opo.
Anong nangyari?
Sabi ni ma'am po.
For the past 4 to 5 years, you've gone far. Kasi nung una ka namin makasama dito, yun nga, yung accent mo iba. Pero ngayon, very confident ka na talaga in singing. At syempre, hindi lang naman singing ang ginagawa mo. Modeling, fashion, runway. Sa panayam natin o interview with Miss Annabelle, she wants you, or her ultimate goal is for you to be a beauty queen. Are you considering that in the future?
Well po, kahit young po ako, like when I was young, even when I was young, I've always loved fashion and I've always wanted to become a model and do something in fashion. My dream was always to become like a supermodel, singing. Pero po, I never thought of doing pageantry until Miss A, well, everyone was telling me, Jasmine, you should go for Miss Universe. Pero if God leads me to there, then I will go there. Wherever God leads me, I will go. And if that's pageantry, then it is. If it's Miss Universe, then it is. So I'll definitely consider it. Pero I'm still young and I still have big dreams and we'll see how it goes, po.
Ang mahalaga doon, you use whatever platform it is
Opo.
To make a difference.
Opo.
Sa mga sumusubaybay sa'yo dito, Filipino community, Filipino-Australian community dito sa Sydney at sabihin na natin sa buong Australia. At syempre sa mga nakikinig sa atin sa Pilipinas at syempre globally, what do you want to say to them?
Firstly, I would like to thank you. Salamat po sa lahat ng mga support that you give me kahit sa Pilipinas po ko or dito po. Thank you for giving me a platform to speak to all of you guys. I want you to follow your dreams and follow your hearts, kahit you're small or you're older. Follow your dreams, and I know all of you guys have a dream. Follow your dream and do what your heart calls for. Be happy and just remember God loves us all very much. And I love you and appreciate you very much.
Siyempre, hindi nawawala ang bashers o yung mga may masasabi na hindi maganda sa atin or especially sa'yo now that you've entered the dream or you have started your dream in the entertainment or music industry. Tinitingnan mo ba to as a challenge o ano yung reaction mo sa mga may negative comments about you?
Like I mentioned in the press con po, yung mga bashers or mga haters po, I use them as fuel, as energy, as inspiration to get better, to have motivation. And I use them the same amount in my heart as I use supporters because they give me motivation to push myself more. And I actually appreciate them. And those people behind the screens, they're in need of help as well, and they're insecure people, and that's why they do that behind the screen. And so we should also pray for them.
Very well said. At syempre, marami pang projects na naghihintay sa'yo sa Pilipinas. Alam ko, you're going back there on the 23rd.
Opo, 2 days po.
In 2 days time. Pero saan kanila pwedeng i-follow? From Sydney, syempre, all over the world. Pwede ka nilang makita through your social medias?
Opo. Yung Instagram po ay official Jasmine Henry. Yung Facebook ko po is Jasmine Henry. And my Twitter is Jasmine Henry with 2 Y's, which I recently joined Twitter. And I have TikTok, also Jasmine Henry with 2 Y's po.
At sa Philippines, you'll be doing your first solo concert.
Yes, I'm very excited. November 22 at SM Sky Dome po.
And magbabalik ka dito sa Sydney in December?
Secret! Pero don't forget to stay updated on my social medias kasi po, I can't wait to be back on SBS again with more singles.
At syempre, may aabangan sila dapat bukod sa Mahal Ko Ang Aking Pangarap later in the year. Another single coming out?
Yes, of course. I'm working on a new song. It's coming out September 20, Playing With Fire.
So abangan natin yan at syempre mapapakinggan din yan pag lumabas na dito sa ating programa. Abangan ng ating mga nakikinig yan. At syempre, salamat Jasmine sa pagbisita muli dito at syempre pag-update sa mga ginagawa mo at syempre all the best sa'yo.
Maraming salamat po. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much, Tita.
SBS Filipino sa radio, online at mobile.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.